born on this day back in 1920. John Lee Hooker. Boom, boom, boom. Sold a million copies of an album back in 1951, back when that meant a few things. Great blues guitarist, died in 2001, featured singing at Maxwell Street's in the Blues Brothers. John Lee Hooker, born on this day back in 1920. We're joined on the phone lines now on the Steve Gruber Show by Carrie Severino, Chief Counsel and Policy Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. You can find her on Twitter as well at JCN Severino, and co-author of one of the biggest books in America, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So how has writing a best-selling book changed your life?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. We're just really thrilled that there's this much interest in it, you know, getting to travel around and talk about it. And we worried, I think, that people would say, I lived through it. It was grueling. I don't want to hear more about it. But really, I think the American people felt a lot of lack of closure about, gosh, this horrible thing happened last year. What are we doing about it? How can we prevent this from happening to the next nominee? And so I do think there's a lot of concern and a lot of interest in finding out what really happened, finding out how we can hold people accountable, and then, let's try to make it so that this isn't the status quo for every nominee. That's not going to be the best way to find our best men and women for the job.
This is a tremendous book, Justice on Trial. It's not a quick read. By that, I just mean it's not like 100 pages, but it's a breezy read. I mean, you can get through it. I think I read it in the course of literally a night when I got the copy of it. And so I recommend it. There's so many great stories, so much great reporting going on in the book. We don't have a ton of time, but I wanted to hit a couple of things that I really saw myself or really stood out to me while reading the book. One is the perspective on Susan Collins, right? The senator from Maine who casted a very important vote in favor of Justice Kavanaugh, or now Justice Kavanaugh, of course. How did your perspective, or how did your view of Susan Collins change or adjust during your reporting of Justice on Trial?
Yeah, no, she's someone who I don't agree with all of her policy views. She's a moderate Republican, and that's about where her state is, really. But both Molly and I were so amazingly impressed by the way she handled the judicial process, because she's not a lawyer, but she hired all of these extra staff because she actually really wanted to understand his record, all of his decisions before, and she would know them literally down to the footnotes. So it was really impressive to see the care that she took. That is actually not typical for most senators. They don't really understand these matters as deeply. And then, of course, that level of care and detail-oriented focus on it carried through to those allegations themselves, where she was someone who really stood for the idea of, we need to take this seriously, but we need to actually do it dispassionately. Let's not just jump to conclusions on one side or another, but let's really look at the facts. And anyone who heard her speech that Friday before she announced her vote, you could hear the care with which she wanted to go through bit by bit all of the evidence and, of course, to ultimately determine it did not add up. That wasn't sufficient to go across the innocent until proven guilty standard.
Carrie Severino with us, co-author with Molly Hemingway of Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. Something that also stood out to me in the book is the level of confidence that the White House had throughout this process that Brett Kavanaugh was telling the truth and I think would survive. But Carrie, there were many calls during the course of this for a new nominee. Let's just scrap Brett Kavanaugh. Let's pick someone else. Let's start fresh. Was there ever a time in your reporting that you saw the White House was getting close, or White House was even considering choosing someone else?
The White House, no, absolutely not. They were very strong on this, and that was really testament to both White House Counsel Don McGahn, who was very steadfast in all of this, but also President Trump, who, as we write, was maybe the president most temperamentally suited to handle allegations of this kind. However, there were people we learned that were ready to do that, including some senators, including senators you would be surprised by. This isn't just the Jeff Flakes of the world, but real conservative senators, one of whom even went to Susan Collins partway through that first hearing, or the second hearing, the reopened hearing, and said to her, hey, you know, this doesn't look like it's going so well. Maybe now is our opportunity to trade out a nominee and get someone different. And she, to her credit, said, nope, that's I think we need to at least hear both sides of the story first. And I think that was, you know, it shows you how closely run this whole project was.
Carrie, you mentioned earlier people concerned after seeing this process about will it happen again? Will it be repeated when the next Supreme Court opening comes up? What are your thoughts on that? Have we learned anything? Has the media learned anything by their coverage of the Kavanaugh case?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things we learned in the process of reporting this book is Ashley Kavanaugh herself, although she thought her husband was clearly the best qualified for the job, did not want him to get the position. She was literally praying he would not get it because she knew how crazy it would be. We worry that after that process, which was worse than anyone expected, it's going to be very hard to recruit men and women for these positions. And our belief is that unless people are held accountable, something like this will happen again. I think it's crucial to say if he had gone down in the midst of these allegations, I think you could 100% guarantee every nominee is going to get this treatment. So I think it is very good for the country that didn't happen. But even so, we haven't had people held accountable, whether it's the senators who flouted Senate rules, who bypassed the proper procedures for handling with allegations or confidential documents, whether it's the people who put forth allegations that were often admittedly false, and several of whom who have been referred for criminal investigation by the Department of Justice. Nothing has happened to them yet. Those are serious crimes. They carry prison time. It's like lying to the FBI. It's like committing perjury. That should be followed up on so people know you can't just make unsubstantiated and false allegations. And then the media, as you said, they did not cover themselves with glory in this. We point out a lot of issues where they were covering up information they knew would be exonerating to Kavanaugh, where they were coordinating with the campaign to defeat him. And not only was no one fired for this, no one was really held to account, they simply gave each other awards at the end of it. So I think they did have the only accountability to the media is the American people maybe lost one more shred of their respect for some of these the individuals who were behaving that way. But we are concerned that is something that they don't seem to have recognized.
Carrie Severino, Chief Counsel, Policy Director of Judicial Crisis Network. We've got about 30 seconds or so, but I wanted to have you weigh in, too. The president continues to make new judicial nominations to the appeals court just more last week. Is he still making good decisions?
We have seen some excellent nominations coming from this White House. You know, it's amazing to say that Donald Trump is one of the best Republican presidents for nominating judges, certainly in my lifetime. And but we're also, unfortunately, continuing to see these kind of attacks. One of his most recent nominees, the Second Circuit nominee, Stephen Menasche, has already, you know, the next day after getting nominated, was undergoing some really anti-Semitic slurs and misconstructions of his academic work. That's continuing. So we need to still watch out for the misdeeds of the Democrats in these cases.
Justice on Trial, a bestseller, available now. Carrie Severino, the co-author with Molly Hemingway. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of our United States. Most people know him as a man of great wisdom and vision. What many don't realize, however, is that when it came to finding late model sedans at government auctions or even looking up a zip code, Mr. Lincoln's wisdom was sadly lacking. In fact, the citizens of that day knew it best not to even ask. Fortunately, now there's firstgov.gov, the official place to turn when you need information about federal, state, and local government. Whether it's how to get a student loan, renew your passport, or even apply for a small business loan. All three of which, as numerous historians have noted, were remarkably absent from Lincoln's Gettysburg address. So go to firstgov.gov. Who knows? If Abe had it in his day, he could have checked out an auction and traded that drafty log cabin for a nice condo on Maui. Firstgov.gov, a monumental source of useful information.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.